rest of the story. There were 57 cats on Ernie's farm, and everyone beloved. Ernie liked to think of himself as a cat breeder. He said he bred them not for the appearance, but rather for the ideal disposition. He wanted his cats to be lovers, not fighters. And so they were. Yet it had more to do with how Ernie treated his animals than how he controlled their reproduction. In fact, he did not control their reproduction. He said that if they wanted to go off and mate with other farm cats, that was all right with him, and they did, and it was. Ernie tried always to give his cats names with at least one S in them. They liked the sound of an S, he insisted. He was deeply concerned about his cat's feelings. Once a male cat named Boise developed a possessive crush on Ernie's wife, became so jealous that he would actually claw Ernie for what he perceived an improper advance. Ernie's solution to the dilemma was to sit down with Boise on his lap and with his wife kneeling chairside to have a nice, long, affectionate talk with the cat. And it worked. What I'm saying is that Ernie deeply, desperately loved his cats. Please bear this in mind when you learn the rest of the story. One of the male cats was named Bigotus, and Bigotus turned bad. A rare occurrence, this, but Bigotus, once a perfectly normal domestic animal, teamed up with an aggressive stray cat and began killing other cats. It would have to be seen to be believed, and it was. A farmhand had watched as Bigotus and his wild ally slaughtered Ernie's wife's favorite pet. Well, that was the one thing Ernie would not tolerate, a killer in the clouder. Bigotus must be put to sleep. Ernie had had to do this before, once when a member of the cat family had been hit by a car and crawled home. He was in such dreadful pain that Ernie had no choice. Still, he had hated the grim task with all of his heart. Now, far worse, a physically healthy animal turned threat to others, a house pet turned killer, must himself be killed. Ernie waited for the cat to come around that afternoon, waited with a .22 rifle in his hand. It has to be done, he told himself. It has to be done. And so he leaned out the doorway and took aim at the back of the cat's head, and with a trembling finger he pulled the trigger. The animal fell dead instantly, and instantly Ernie fell to his knees. And the housekeeper discovered Ernie kneeling over the lifeless body of his one-time pet, still clutching the gun, sobbing bitterly. She was utterly amazed. Ernie, of all people, Ernie, a big game hunter who had killed so many lions, weeping over the death of a small farm cat. Through Ernie's tears, he tried to explain how big game hunting was sort of like war, but how this farm haven of his, to him, meant peace. Well, you know the real reason that Ernie cried, because he really truly loved his cats, each and every one of them. It was a very soft spot, in a heart generally thought of as stout and bold. An incredible inconsistency in the emotional constitution of one of the most macho males of the 20th century, Ernest Hemingway. Now you know the rest of the story.